This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The charts for the week of February the 19th to the 23rd, last full week of the second month of the year 2018. Here with his perceptive overview of what's going on, the lovely and talented Michael Harrison is here. Michael runs Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher, and each week they, through the staff, go through the stories, the things that are most on the minds of people listening to and participating in conversations on news talk stations all around the country. The intention here is for us to go through the stories and then have Michael sort of review what he thinks the most important topics and how they've been handled. I always like getting his perspective on things, and I know you do too. You can always send me input. Twitter, at Doug Steffen. I think Michael is Michael at Talkers.com, but you don't have a Twitter handle. I think we've talked about you and social media before.
I am aware of social media.
Yes.
I'm actually an expert on social media, which is why I don't do it. I know too much. I'm very big on email. Mm-hmm. I'm very big on websites. I'm very big on apps. I have a kind of a cockamamie Twitter account for my businesses. You know, Talkers has a Twitter account. My podcast has a Twitter. But I personally do not engage in social media. I do not have a Michael Harrison Facebook page. I can you imagine that? I don't do Facebook. And I use all the time I save, all the time that I save not spending time on Facebook, I put it to more productive purposes, like following football and smoking cigarettes, you know, things of that.
Right.
I'm kidding about that, but I just don't do it. Regardless, I don't think it's a bad thing for people to do, but it's just not my thing. I love privacy, and I'm very selective about who I consider friends, and I'm very respectful to my audiences on my various platforms, and I'm all business in that regard. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting subject, isn't it? I mean, you and I could talk about it sometime, but here's the reason I'm here, and that's the list. We have NBA action at number 10. We have the Black Panther film at number 9. At number 8, the Winter Olympics. The death of Billy Graham at number 7. The CPAC conference at number 6. At number 5, Middle East tensions and Syria violence. At number 4, the status of DACA and immigration policy. Number 3, Russian election meddling. Number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. Number 1, by a mile, the Florida school massacre. The people being talked about real quick: LeBron James at 10. Number 9, Lindsey Vonn and Michaela Schifrin. At number 8, Bill Graham and Lauren Duca. Number 7, Wayne LaPierre. Number 6, Robert Mueller. Number 5, Hillary. Number 4, Barack Obama. Number 3, Marco Rubio. Number 2, Nicholas Cruz. And number 1, Donald Trump. And what a week. Ugh.
So let me take a couple of these names and ask you your voice went up sort of in a lilting way when you mentioned the passing of Billy Graham. Whether you noticed that or you didn't, I wondered what, as I listened to you very carefully every week, I listened to your every word, nuance, and I'm not being facetious, I just do. I listen to not only what you say, but how you say it, and I found it interesting to hear the curvature of your voice when you talked about Billy Graham, and whether you even knew that that's what you were doing. I wonder what your thoughts on him.
I didn't do it purposefully, but I played it back in my head when you just said that, and here's why I did it. because I went into slow-mo and I started thinking about my thinking. I hate to say this. This is embarrassing. I didn't know until he died that he was still alive.
Well, he's been his son took over a number of years ago, his place. He has been quiet. I think he's really been quiet since the Clinton years. He didn't have much to do. When after Nixon got out, he kind of lost his oomph.
Right. So when I mentioned Billy Graham, it was like he died. He's in the news. I did not know that he was still alive at 99 years old. And I mean, you know, it's such a bizarre thing. There are many people that are alive that we don't know they're alive. How often do you hear people say that? Is he still alive? I didn't even know he was alive. Or I didn't know he died. That's the other side of that coin. There are people that die in the middle of the night, and I say that figuratively in terms of how quickly news comes and goes, that if you don't catch it in the paper or catch it on the radio or TV that day, if you're looking the other way, you have no idea they died. It's like quick. There's no lingering. And so that was the reason there was the look in my voice. It was that, wow, Billy Graham died. Huh.
His impact on radio, he was what was referred to when we were kids. We were first starting out in the radio business. He was referred to as a radio preacher by many. He seemed to be able to ingratiate himself to presidents of both parties. He seemed to have had an impact for whatever the reason, whatever his message was, on a mainstay, a large group of Americans. I don't know why, when I heard that, I haven't paid no attention to the, it's kind of like you. When he died, I thought, I thought he was.
No, honestly, did you know that if somebody had said to you last week, is Billy Graham alive or dead? And you couldn't Google it, what would you have said?
I would have said he was dead.
Okay, so there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And for everybody listening to this, honestly, ask yourself, did you know he was alive? Mm-hmm. Unless you're a evangelical zealot, where what he stood for and his role is, you know, forefront in your mind. You know, he was an evangelist. He was not a member of the church. He was not a clergy, they say, America's pastor. He wasn't a priest. He's an evangelist. And if anybody wants to understand what an evangelist is, I think a lot of people don't understand. Evangelists are basically independent religious preachers who have a broad brush view of Christianity and basically try to get people back into the fold, no matter what denomination they're in, and encourage them to rejoin their church, get back into the fold of Jesus. That's what an evangelist does. Some of them are hucksters. Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. There's an old movie called Elmer Gantry.
Yes.
Sinclair Lewis wrote the book.
Yeah.
I recommend anybody listening to... No, it was not Gregory Peck. It was the great Burt Lancaster.
You're right. The two, yes.
Burt Lancaster. He won best actor that year. I believe it was 1960. Shirley Jones played a role very different than her normal musical comedy stuff. She was a hooker in that movie. And it was one of the great movies of all time, and it really is, it holds up today. It's one of my favorite films. It explains what evangelists do and what, you know, those revivals are all about. And Billy Graham was, without doubt, the king of the evangelists. He was tremendously successful in that arena.
Is Pat Robertson a coefficient or co-equal? Does he belong on the same plane as Billy Graham?
I don't know if anybody belongs on the same plane, but he's definitely in the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pat Robertson
is... Who is the president of Liberty University, whose name escapes me? I can see him, who is kind of disgraced. What was that guy's name? Another one of these guys in Virginia who claimed the mantle... It sort of steps down from Billy Graham, who had, I think, the respect of most everyone. Pat Robertson down a bit. This guy at, I think they keep going down to get to the level of circus clown.
Well, you had Jim Baker and Tammy Baker. You had Oral
Jim
Roberts
Swaggart,
way, way back.
Swagger, Jimmy Swaggart, still on the air.
Yes, 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 Jimmy Swaggart. So there's different ilks within that, mm-hmm. but Billy Graham was, you know, he was the Rush Limbaugh of that. He was the Elvis Presley. He was the big
interesting,
one.
Interesting, yeah.
And you know, and I mean, he took a lot of heat. He has his critics.
Yeah.
But his ministry still exists. I was a keynote speaker, believe it or not. Yeah, I was a keynote speaker a couple of years ago in Nashville at the National Christian Music and Radio Convention.
Really?
And learned a lot. It's not a scene I'm very expert in. And I was there to talk about radio, not about Christianity. Mm-hmm. And I met a few folks from the Graham ministry. And they talked about the son. They didn't talk about Billy Graham as if he were in the scene. So I just assumed he was gone, and that's why I had the lilt. I find that stuff very interesting. These are interesting personalities. There is a huge show called The Crown on Netflix.
Yes,
which I recommend. Everybody should watch that. It's 20 installments, 2 seasons. Fantastic! It's like a Godfather quality film that goes for 20 hours, mm-hmm. and it follows, of course. Follows the Queen. Well, yeah. One of the episodes has the encounter between young Queen Elizabeth and Billy Graham. And if you're interested in Billy Graham, I think you'll find the depiction of his encounter with Queen Elizabeth in The Crown to be very enlightening.
Wow, that sounds... I've taken it... When I can see it on a plane, I don't need time to binge watch much unless I'm on a plane and I'm captive. But I haven't seen that. I would like to see that. That would be a good thing to... I think that's the kind of stuff that does... sort of beg or scream for you. Yeah, I don't want to stop. Let's go. What's the get the next episode on?
Yeah, it really is good. It really is good filmmaking. It's amazing that it's technically a TV show. I mean, it's mm-hmm. excellent filmmaking.
Yeah. Well, as they say, the best stuff is on TV these days. Look at all the big stars that are going to television from the movies.
Yep.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to sort of guide things from one side to the other. Lots of things to talk about this week as usual, and we'll continue in that vein in a few moments. 19
after you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fun!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today?
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It does. 23 after the hour. Quick reminder about reducing inflammation in your body and having healthy cardiovascular workings. Your muscles, your brain all benefit from strong blood circulation. You get that with this new product from Purity, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Get yourself a free bottle of this fabulous product for your heart and your joints. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle at 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. It's Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with a review of the big stories. And then the aside conversations, as you mentioned, with the Florida school massacre, number one, and that's to be understood. The president is number one on the people list. You spent a couple of hours with him over the weekend. How was that?
Interesting. It was completely unexpected. I was in Florida and trying to gather information. Obviously, the school shooting is a local story in southern Florida, South Florida, and a cloud is hanging over the people in this area. And I have friends that are friends with Donald Trump and members of Mar-a-Lago and members of the Trump International Golf Club. And, that's kind of too rich for my blood, but I'll go along for the ride.
I can't see you playing golf, actually. Even if
I don't play golf. I don't play golf. I believe everybody should have a friend that owns a boat. I believe everybody should have a friend that owns a ping pong table, a pool table. I don't want to have those myself.
Everybody should have a friend who owns a farm. Right.
Right, exactly. That way you travel light and you get to do these things on other people's maintenance programs.
That's right.
So I have a friend who was personal friends with Trump, and he invited me for dinner at the Trump International Golf Club on Sunday night, me and my wife. And there was no mention that Trump was going to be there, and we knew Trump was in Florida. Usually he hangs over at Mar-a-Lago, which is 5 miles away on the other side of Southern Boulevard on the Palm Beach side of the Intracoastal. This is in West Palm Beach. And Trump International Golf Club is this huge, beautiful golf course, golf club, restaurants, all that stuff, with giant fences and hedges around it so you can't see what's inside. And so we went 6:30 on Sunday night. I get there, and my friend meets us at the bar, and he says, got good news for you. Trump is going to be here. I said, you're kidding. Yeah, he's going to be here with Melania and Tiffany and Donald Jr. and John Kelly and a bunch of his entourage. And you see that table over there? That's the Trump table. See that table right next to it? That's our table. So our table is right next to the Trump table. Trump comes in around a half hour after that. There's no press there. This is not a campaign thing. These are not typical voters. This is personal. These are his friends. This is his club. This is his lair. You know, Trump doesn't own a home. He lives in these public places. He lives in Mar-a-Lago. He lives in a golf club. He lives in an office building. He lives in the public housing, which is the White House. You know, think about it. Mm-hmm. So Trump comes in, and about 20 minutes later, surrounded by a few people, and a couple of people are shaking hands with him as he's walking toward his table. It wasn't like, whoa, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, when he's walking through the Congress to go make the State of the Union and everybody's climbing all over him. None of that was happening. Secret Service were there, but they had a very gentle hand. And you just know, you don't go up to him if he doesn't come to you. Mm-hmm. You got to be smart about that. Well, first of all, I don't like going up to celebrities anyway. I don't like to bug them unless I'm introduced to them or they come to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Secret Service are eyeballing everybody. Make a long story short, he sat right next to us, and it was a buffet, and he went and got his own food. I'm standing there. I have pictures that were taken of me by Bernadette of at the buffet table with Trump. And I'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side of the break.
Okay. So that's it. Yeah, and these are good stories. You got to humanize some of these people. I think that's what we don't do. The news media certainly doesn't do it. And I'm not sure talk radio does a great job of it either. So more of the human side of the president from Michael's point of view as we continue. It's 28 after the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I want to share with you how much I love MyPillow. When I got MyPillow, my sleep every night greatly improved. Now I actually travel with MyPillow. It's made with 100% cotton, it adjusts to your individual needs, and can be molded to fit perfectly under your head. It's also, might be the best part, machine washable and dryable. Now, unlike other pillows, when you put MyPillow in the washer and then the dryer, you're not just left with a big bunched up ball. Your MyPillow actually retains its shape wash after wash. MyPillow is made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Now you can get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. That's 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, at 50% off. Act fast, get yours now, enjoy 4 MyPillows, and say yes to a better night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's the weekly talk radio countdown show. You're listening to Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Delve into the stories, the behind the well, this is basically a behind the scenes review of some of the stories, the people that are talking about, the people we talk about. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the conversation. Michael was having a description of his dinner with Donald Trump last weekend, last Sunday, and you have fascinating insight standing at the buffet line. What did he eat?
Well, Trump, you know, I said to somebody who knew Trump very well, I said, I can't believe the President of the United States is going up there with everybody else, and the Secret Service are just standing by, nothing happening. Nobody's bothering him. You know, he's talking to people that he knows with his plate in his hand, picking his steak, picking his lobster. I mean, the food was just something out of
Storyville.
The food. It was fantastic. He fills his plate. He ambles, you know, ambles on back, or whatever the word is. He takes a stroll back to his table. And in the end, when it was all ending, he was introduced to me and had about a 2-minute conversation with him. And he said to me, "So I understand you're a big deal in radio." And I said, that's not for me to say. I looked at him and I said to him, there's Trump sitting in front of me, shaking hands with me. I felt a little funny shaking his hand because I know he's a germaphobe. And and I looked at him and I said, "It's really funny standing here looking at you." I said, "You're so familiar. I feel that I know you, but you don't know me."
And what did he say to that?
He laughed. Yeah. He smirked. He thought that was very, because everybody, "Oh, Mr. President, it's an honor to meet you." That's all that crap. Yeah. And I'm saying, "It's funny looking at you. There you are. You're real." And and then I said, "But actually, I met you 27 years ago." He said, "You did?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "This was before you were president." I said, "I met you at a Neil Diamond music party. I was promoting a national network of music stations playing a concert that Neil Diamond was giving for a new album he had on the soundstage at Columbia Records, and you were there. And I walked over, said hello to you, shook your hand, and I met you 27 years ago." He said, and he's looking at me, he's like scrunched his face. He says, "What city was that in?" I said, "New York. You don't remember?" He laughed, and that was basically it. He went on. He's kind of snarky. He refers to Kelly as, "Okay, General, we gotta go." He calls him General. Mm-hmm. Kelly seems very relaxed with him. Doesn't seem at all like his job is on the line. Melania appears in person, a very beautiful woman, very young. She looks younger in person than she does on television. And she seemed very comfortable, very charming. And that was it.
She knows him for who he is.
One of those things.
One of those things, right.
You got it. I think she likes being First Lady more than she cares about the problems that come up with being married to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, under the circumstances, you never really know anybody until you live with them. You never really know anybody until you sort of, in this circumstance, you have a different point of view. There's so much animosity on one side, so much love on the other, and actually, it's like making a business deal. There's a number over here and a number over there. Somewhere in the middle, we can get together. He's not as bad as people think he is, and he's not as good as people think he is. He's a human being, puts his pants on one leg at a time. I'm sure he goes to the bathroom at least 4 or 5 times a day like everybody else does. So he has a big job, and he has a big ego. He's got a big bank account. He's got all of those things, but yet when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, he'll be going the same way the rest of us do sooner or later. And other than that, he's got a big responsibility. He seems to be taking it seriously. You know where he stands on most of the issues. And so it isn't about like or dislike. It's about follow or not follow. If he does well, the country does well. The country does well, we all do well. What I don't understand are people who want to take him apart for things that have nothing to do about him being president or decisions that he has to make. And that's what we've become. We are such slicers and dicers. Man, you can find wrong with anybody if you want to look at
it. It's much easier. It's much easier to be interested in, admiring of, and critical of the personal aspects of a human being than the issues, the policies, and the numbers, the results. And that's just the way it is. I mean, we see that in everything, even in sports, in sports broadcasting. They talk more about, look at the way NBC has made an art of covering the Olympics. They discovered that they'll get ratings.
If you want to stay up all night and watch what's going on, it's great.
Right, but they turn it into a reality show. Where it's, she grew up a poor child. She was a foster child, and she had nothing to eat, but she had a dream, They did that with the Super Bowl. And NBC is masters of that. They did it with the Super Bowl. Like, you know, Tom Brady, he was ignored as a young man in college. He was not the starting quarterback. He had a chip on his shoulder. All that stuff. I mean, it has nothing to do with the game, the sport. It's called human interest, and sometimes human interest is so interesting that the media tends to focus on it more than the boring stuff that really applies to whether we are successful or failures and whether we live or die.
Is the Black Panther really black? That's a question. We're not going to examine it. Did you go see that movie, by the way? You like to go to the movies like I do.
We've never been to the movies together.
We should try that sometime. Yeah.
Will you buy the popcorn?
Yeah, I will. I'll buy everything. Okay. No expense whatsoever. Yep.
Black Panther. I like friends that have movie theaters.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I can only accommodate you. I have a radio program and I have a farm. That's as far as our friendship goes.
You didn't realize what a schnurrer I am. I'm a schnorrer. That's a expression for somebody who takes and takes and doesn't give.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Don't you have
friends that you realize that, wait a second, this guy is cheap. He never picks up a check. He never brings anything to the table. He always takes.
Yeah.
Well, that you know,
Tom Likas,
or the guy that was always bumming
right away.
Or back, you know, when we all smoked cigarettes, the guy that was always bumming. Hey, you got a cigarette? You got an extra? Yeah. I left my.
I never did that, so I can't go there. I've seen that happen though a lot. In a moment, we're going to go into Michael's other. Well, I've got plenty of alter egos. There is such a thing that's in the podcast world called the Michael Harrison interview, and in this installment, he chases after a lady who works for the WWE. Find out what he found out. Where did the chase end? Right after this.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
The New London Community School District in Iowa went more than a decade without an industrial technology teacher. After filling the position, there was another hurdle, updating an outdated industrial arts lab. Thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education grant, the school purchased state-of-the-art equipment, providing students with resources to explore those industrial arts and agriculture interests. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Now through April 2nd, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.growruraleducation.com. That's www.growruraleducation.com.
All right, 44 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, let's turn our attention to something else that you can find at Talkers.com. Talkers Magazine is there, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see the list of the things that we are talking about here. We devote our time to the stories and the people. There are always things behind the scenes about managing radio stations. For those of you who love the format, and the assumption always is that we have you as a listener because you really are fond of the format, and the station that you're listening to is something that you find a compelling part of your day. So anyway, the Talker's focus is on the spoken word, what's on the radio, what's on television. Michael has created this interview, which is at Podcast One. And this week you talked to someone who's big in the WWE.
Well, she was big. She got too big for it. She was for 15 years the greatest female ring announcer in history. Her name is Lillian Garcia, with one L. Lillian Garcia, Spanish-American woman. Magnificent specimen of Homo sapiens. I mean, she is beautiful. She has a great voice. She is charismatic. Personality extraordinaire, intelligent, articulate, and she sings as well as anybody. And she is one of the most prolific performers of the national anthem, which, by the way, was in the news this past week with Fergie kind of mangling it at the NBA All-Star game. And I discussed with her how to sing the national anthem. Which there's a great technique and an art to that. So we talked about her life and some of the insights she has to some of the great personalities. Look at Dwayne Johnson, used to be The Rock. This guy's the number one box office star in the world. Caught his movie, whatever the name of it was, in the jungle.
Jumanji.
What a great film. I loved it.
I didn't want to see the first one with Robin Williams because I usually found Robin Williams annoying. I quite like The Rock, frankly. He'd been on my radio program a couple of times. I don't like Kevin Hart. I think he's annoying. But the two of them must have struck up a friendship because now they're doing a couple of movies.
And Jack Black is in it, too. And the gal, I can't think of her name right now. I think she's from Australia or someplace. It was a wonderful movie. But Lillian Garcia, you can hear the thing at talkers.com. And it's a lot of fun. And if you're a wrestling fan, you'll really like it. And I'll bet you there are a lot of wrestling fans listening to us right now.
Oh, sure there. Yeah. Now, there's one thing that happened this week that didn't make it into the top 10, but I wondered in a pop culture vein if you would like to converse a minute about the singing of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game and how social media ripped apart the performance. And whether this lady who's now apologized, I don't understand, it was a horrible performance. What'd she get to apologize for? She just did her thing.
She meant well. She did her own unique version of the national anthem. It was kind of sexy. I guess you're not supposed to be sexy when you do a holy song like the national anthem. I listened to it and said, "What's the big deal about it?" To me, it just sounded like another. To me, it was just another crappy version of the song.
Yeah, like Roseanne Barr, like listening to her sneak it out. Yeah,
right. And it's just a tough song to sing. Fergie's a good singer. She tried something different. People have nothing to talk about, so they discussed it.
They don't have a life. It's not they don't have things to talk about. What about your life? What's going on in your life? Haven't you got anything going on in your life that's more important and Fergie singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game?
Well, I don't know. I guess you could criticize people for being interested in that. But on the other hand, it's part of the human family. We balance serious life and death issues with Fergie all in one conversation. And that's what's so beautiful about this talk radio format. We talk about life and death issues. We talk about celebrity gossip all together now. You know, and it's spontaneous.
Okay, I have an admission for you.
Uh-oh.
Every week when I look at the people list that you prepare, I look at it in terms of not who's being discussed most, but who's the biggest phony on the list. So I'm looking as you're...
biggest phony.
Yeah. Who's the biggest phony on this list? In the list, at the top of the list is Wayne LaPierre, for me anyway, Hillary, Obama, and Marco Rubio. But I think I come out with Rubio on top because he is such a four-flushing phony, taking millions of dollars from the NRA, one of the seven chief recipients of money in the Senate. And he, when asked by one of the students at a town hall meeting this past week, what are you going to do about the money, he had no answer. None. Said nothing about it.
Right,
which pretty much tells you the story.
Fascinating.
So he gets my Phony of the Week award, okay? Is that all right? We start that?
We should make that a regular feature of the show.
The Phony of the Week.
I love it. I love it.
Marco Michael Harrison. And Phony of the Week. 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our selection for a legal editor and expert when it comes to overviewing the stories. He also has a great website. A lot of people respect the information he puts at scamaside.com. So if you're trying to protect yourself from the evils of an evil world, there's a good place for you to start. But he also is a college professor, a great lawyer. I've built him up now in a moment. He's going to take us through at least three of the stories this week to the legal impact of those stories right after this.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
All right, so at 56 past the hour, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, let's take on the Trump-Russia investigation first. It's number two on the countdown this week. Legal ramifications. Isn't it kind of true at this point if they had something, they'd have something, and the people who are being investigated now have nothing to do with the original investigation? It's kind of like a witch hunt, and isn't it pretty much over almost, would you say?
Oh, my God, no, definitely not a witch hunt. And it may turn out to be more. If it stopped right now, it would be still very valuable. So what was proven, certainly, was Russian interference with the election, much of it done through social media, some of it done through identity theft that was used to pose as Americans who did deal with the Trump campaign, but this is not any indictment of the Trump campaign. But to me, the biggest story of what we've seen so far is the intense Russian interference in the election, how they did it, and guess what? They're still doing it, and they're arrogantly still doing it using the same accounts to spread disinformation that they did just this past week regarding the Parkland shootings in Florida. So my biggest concern is, first of all, the president has to recognize that, yeah, this went on. Congress seems to, and the rest of the country has. And second, they got to do something about this with the private social media companies and the government, because this is going to have an effect on the midterm elections. You could also go in with the recent indictment of Manafort and Gates. That could lead to more connections if they flip directly with the president. But frankly, I'm less concerned about that than I am the Russian interference with our country's operation.
Well, not only our country, but look at where they're interfering all around the world.
You know, you're right. I shouldn't limit it. They interfered with the Brexit vote. They tried to interfere in France, in Germany, absolutely every other country. They are doing this attack, and they're doing it with people, just a small number of people out of a small building in Russia. It is incredible what can be done through the Internet and social media today.
Yeah, I think that's something you can't discount, actually, one way or the other. All right, you have a new book I refer to you as a college professor, but I don't think of you as Professor Wiseman. But anyway, Professor Wiseman has a book called Sports Law, The Essentials, and in that you take on what angle, is this the history of sports law? Is this how people, there's a course you're teaching in that?
We look at, in the Pyeongchang Olympics, they're actually going to tear down the stadium. It'll end up being paid at about $10 million an hour. We look at stadium financing here in the United States, the Olympics, all kinds of legal issues. You'd be amazed how many there are in the world of sports.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, there's a whole, it's a world of its own, the way that the lawyers get involved and the leagues and the agents and all this other stuff is quite intricate, as you point out. So the book is called Sports Law, The Essentials, Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.